Hello. Today, the church celebrates Saturday in the octave of Easter, and our scripture passage comes to us from Acts chapter 4, verses 13 to 21. Observing the boldness of Peter and John and perceiving them to be uneducated, ordinary men, the leaders, elders, and scribes were amazed, and they recognized them as the companions of Jesus. Then, when they saw the man who had been cured standing there with them, they could say nothing in reply. So they ordered them to leave the Sanhedrin and conferred with one another, saying, "What are we to do with these men? Everyone living in Jerusalem knows that a remarkable sign was done through them, and we cannot deny it. But so that it may not be spread any further among the people, let us give them a stern warning, never again to speak to anyone in this name." So they called them back and ordered them not to speak or teach at all in the name of Jesus. Peter and John, however, said to them in reply, "Whether it is right in the sight of God for us to obey you rather than God, you be the judges. It is impossible for us not to speak about what we have seen and heard." After threatening them further, they released them, finding no way to punish them, on account of the people who were all praising God for what had happened. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Sanhedrin, who had rejected the idea that Jesus was the Messiah, also disputed that he had risen from the dead. This was because accepting this fact would require them to reinterpret all their traditions. But Peter and John, two humble fishermen, boldly stood before the council and affirmed that Jesus, who had been crucified, was now alive and present on earth, bringing healing and renewal. Despite the council's formal ban on such statements, they risked their lives to deliver this message, as it was too important to be suppressed by human authority. The resurrection of Christ removed more than just the stone that blocked the entrance of his tomb. It opened the doors to a vast future and offered a glimpse of what lies beyond. Like the disciples, we are called to accept Jesus as our Savior. This acceptance forces us to re-examine everything we believe as he illuminates our lives with new perspectives. If we trust that he has risen from the dead, our faith will energize our lives and bring light into our hearts, minds, and souls.